Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mac with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. This hour of Zedlines is exclusive to people with 4ZZZ subs or are fated to subscribe in the future. Be sure to subscribe to this radiothon for your chance at some fabulous prizes. In local news, Queensland has been deemed the homelessness capital of Queensland, homelessness crisis capital of Australia, as house prices continue to grow and more people find themselves living rough. QCOSS Chief Executive Amy McVie says data shows that a third of all applications for housing in Queensland are from families with children, which is up since 9% since December. Last month, data showed that that rough-sleeping Queenslanders spend 270,000 nights in emergency accommodation over 2 years, an 800% increase from 2022 to 2024. Interstate migration and rapid house value inflation are to be blamed. In national news, Western Australian researchers have succeeded in teaching freshwater crocodiles to avoid cane toads in order to prevent what is called a mass casualty event in the Kimberley. Researchers baited 4 gorge systems across the region in order to teach the local crocodile populations to avoid cane toads. Crocodile numbers have dropped by 70% across certain places in northern Australia, but baited areas have stopped the deaths. Crocodiles are capable of taste aversion, and baited areas use dead cane toads with their poison glands removed and nauseating agents added to the meat as the population of cane toads continues to encroach west. Government Services Minister Bill Shorten has supported his party's decision to gradually reduce gambling ads rather than outright banning them. The federal government is under intense scrutiny to act on a bipartisan inquiry into gambling advertising, but Shorten claims that an immediate ban on gambling ads would affect the future of free-to-air and regional media. Mr. Shorten dismissed anti-gambling zealots, quote, and urged people to consider the effect the loss of gambling ads would gambling ad income would have on these medias. Australia is currently the world leader in gambling losses per capita per year. And in international news, a Canadian radar station employee in Canada's Arctic Nunavut territory has been killed by 2 polar bears, prompting an investigation into the attack. Other employees at the radar station, operated on behalf of the Canadian government, responded to the scene, killing one of the bears. Polar bear attacks on humans are rare, with only one other attack reported since 2023. Canadian scientists report that the bear's habitat has slowly been dwindling as sea ice is lost as a result of global warming. And for your weather today, Brisbane is rainy and cool, almost as cool as you, dear 4ZZZ subscriber, who quite literally just subscribed the second I said that. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5.6, which is in the moderate band. And that is all your news for Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.